Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won the grand final.
He's got the ball. Jared Hayes.
What a hit.
Superstar. Superhuman. Call him what you like. The speed of a bullet. He hits it. He's got it.
The Warriors have just named their starting side for their trial this weekend against the Gold Coast Titans. I just thought I'd go through this one quickly. Obviously, got Roger on the at fullback. You got Ken Mamalo. Marcelo Montoya starts on one wing. This is a guy I've told you about that Peter O'Sullivan has told me has been training the house down, doing really good things, Marcelo Montoya. So interesting to see him get a start there. You got Ewan Aitken and Peter Hicko in the centres. No shock there. Cody Nikorima. Chanel Harris-Tavita has been named at seven, but I believe since this has been released, he won't be playing this week. Again, I believe he's got a quad strain, so he'll be out. Nothing major, though. Up front, you'll have Adam Fanua-Blake and Jermaine Tanua-Brown, the two blokes I said I'd start with. Wade Egan at nine. Now, this is where it gets interesting. You've got Josh Curran in 21 wearing in the second row. You've also got him partnered by Bailey Sirenen in the 12. Now, on the bench, you've got Ben Murdoch-Masilla, and he is wearing jersey 11. So I would take that tip that, as I've been saying all offseason, Ben Murdoch-Masilla, he will definitely be out on the edge. I think you'll find that this will seal his spot out there. I've also said that I believe Tohu Harris will be in the 13. And for me, I think this signals that Tohu Harris, he is wearing jersey 13. You've got Ben Murdoch-Masilla coming off the bench in jersey 11. And you've also got Jazz Tavega coming off the bench in jersey 25. Of course, Katoa, he's injured at the moment. I can't see him missing out on this side. I think you'll find that he will be on the left edge for the New Zealand Warriors. You'll see Ben Murdoch-Masilla on the right edge, and you'll see I've just lost track of what I'm doing. You'll see Tohu Harris wearing jersey 13. I think this is how they'll line up. I've been tipping this for a while. I've had a lot of pushback from it, but I'm pretty confident this is how the Warriors will line up. You've also got Adam Pompey on the bench, along with Kane Evans, Rocco Berry, Paul Turner, Sean O'Sullivan, Hayes Perham, Jazz, Jack Murchie, and Bunty Afoa. I really like this side. I think they're going to do good things this year. They're just under a lot of pressure, as I've spoken about a lot. There is a lot going on for the New Zealand Warriors. They're obviously not at home. They've got Roger leaving at the end of the season. They got new guys joining the club. It's all been a little bit chaotic. They had to pull their Maori players out, which, you know, I understand that why they did it, but I'm sorry, there's not a hope in hell. I spoke to Bryson Goodwin about it the other day. There's not a hope in hell these players would have been happy about that. It means something to them. I understand the Warriors are in a tough position. I really like this squad on paper. I love the look of this forward pack. I think it looks really strong. Obviously, in this trial, you'll be keeping an eye on one. Bailey Sirenen, I think he's a guy to keep an eye on. The minutes Tohu Harris plays, even though it is a trial, worth keeping an eye on. Adam Fanua-Blake, you want to see his form over there. I think also Ewan Aitken, how he travels. He's a guy that in Supercoach, he's always had really good base stats. He's a bit of a hog, which I don't like in NRL. I love it for Supercoach, though, so he's always an option. Murdoch-Masilla, you want to watch when he comes off the bench to make sure he does play edge. I'm pretty confident he will. Kane Evans is one to watch for me. If he gets bigger minutes here, he's going to be a Supercoach star. Keep an eye on Rocco Berry, jersey 17. This is a guy that I've tipped for a while now to do good things. Rocco, he could be the guy to potentially put his hand up to play fullback next year. From what I've gathered from inside Warriors camp, they still think he's a little bit inexperienced and they're going to bring someone in. But Rocco Berry, have no doubt, he will be the future in the one for the Warriors eventually. Paul Turner did really well last year coming off the bench. Worth watching. Same as Sean O'Sullivan, a kid I've been a big fan of for a long time. Jazz coming off the bench. Jack Murchie is one that I think is interesting. He's wearing jersey 26 here. He'll be gunning for a spot on the bench for the New Zealand Warriors. A really handy footballer. I believe he left the Raiders a couple of years ago. Arrived at the Warriors last season and did really good things. So plenty to watch in this New Zealand side. My only warning is with each and every one of these guys, just be careful. They are playing for the Warriors. There could be guys going home. They could be away from New Zealand all year, same as last season. So there is that worry whenever you're looking to draft or have one of these guys in your Supercoach team. But it's all part of the risk you take. You can probably get good value out of some of these guys. And I think Roger's probably the hardest one to work out. I mean, is Roger going to explode this year? Is he going to be quiet? I've got no idea. I'd like to think a champion like Roger will finish on a high and he'll put in a good stint. But by the back end of the season, if something happens that they aren't back in New Zealand and they're, you know, their second year away from home, Roger's leaving at the end of the season, it could be really interesting. I think the Warriors, they could finish anywhere from 6th to 16th in the position they're in, unfortunately. They're a team that I'll be very interested to watch this season.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.